Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello friends, it's Diane from Someone Gets Me podcast, and today's episode is a fun and happy episode that I hope will inspire you and get you thinking and kind of change up the pace a little bit. So today's episode is called Life is a Jigsaw Puzzle. That's right, a jigsaw puzzle. You remember, you even may even make them now, or maybe as children, with all the different pieces and the colors and everything. So this should be a really fun, happy time for you. I have a couple stories to tell and all of that kind of thing. So let's get going. And always remember that if you want to email any topics you would like me to cover or people you would like me to interview, please email me through my website, which is visionsapplied.com, and I will be so delighted to see what I can do to meet your request. Life is a jigsaw puzzle. It hit me the other day when I was talking to a group of people how a jigsaw puzzle is the perfect story, the perfect metaphor for our lives. So many pieces, so many options for the picture and how it will look. And so many ways we handle the fact that there's so many pieces, right? So I think about when we are born, it's like we have our jigsaw puzzle. That's what we're born with, right? And it's all sealed up. You know, that cellophane all over it, and it's perfect, and it has everything in it that we need. Every piece is there. Everything's accounted for. It's been counted and verified by sources outside of ourselves, and yet we have it here, all ready to go, all ready for us to open up and get moving with. Except there's one thing. The picture's not there. It's a blank box. So there's no following the color scheme or knowing what it is. It's the box is blank, yet your puzzle has a picture on it. When you're a baby, though, you can't see what it is. And as you start putting together, you may not even know what it is for a long time. And there's lots of pieces, right? Millions of pieces. So it takes a long time to do. And so every event we have, every experience, every idea we have, every creative thing we do is another piece of the puzzle. All those aha moments you've had, another pieces of the puzzle. All the different relationships and friendships and experiences, more puzzle pieces. And so think about how you put together a jigsaw puzzle. Like the one I'm looking at is this beautiful one that has bright, vibrant sunflowers and all these greens and yellows. And all I see are all those colors. But I don't know what pictures they make at first when we have this thousand pieces in a big pile. And so as we're little, we don't know what beautiful pictures it's going to make. We just have this pile of beauty and color and richness and vibrantness. We don't know where it's going. And so we start putting it together. Probably times in our life we're not doing very well with it, right? We're hardly doing any, or we don't know how to fit it in, or we're not really sure. And everybody approaches their puzzle differently, right? I know some people, if you give them a jigsaw puzzle, they will find all the straight pieces so they can get the border. So at least they have a border, a fence line to contain everything. Other people group it by color, maybe, and thinking that if the colors go together, it must make a thing. So we can figure out what part of the puzzle it is once we see what it's making as we get that color together. So the thing that really confuses people are those jigsaw puzzles where the border is not a straight line, where it's wavy. And I even had one time that was wavy edging, bordering, and all of the pieces were just different waves. So you couldn't look at the notch and how big the little spot it went into and all of that. The shape was not as distinct as other ones. So there's all different kinds of ways of upping your game, right? Yet at the same time, we're putting together this puzzle as we grow and evolve in our lives, knowingly or not. And so we understand that everything we're doing happens within time and space. Everything from the time we're born, we're putting together the puzzle. As we're younger, we may not be very adept at it, right? We still need our ability to start putting the pieces together. And everything has a context. And I think context is very important because I teach all the time that we see the world, we experience the world, we respond to the world based on our own autobiography. And our autobiography comes from all our previous experiences and events and how we are made up, like my overexcitable, gifted people. You know, you guys are going to respond with much more vibrancy in life maybe than somebody who doesn't have some of those intensities. So everybody responds even to the same thing differently because we're different. We're all unique and perfect. We all have our own puzzle and every puzzle is a different picture and there's no two that are the same. So context is very important because even if we go through the same thing, the same experience, we're going to take away a different reality. And I watch people with the context in their lives, with everybody I work with. And I watch it, of course, in me and other colleagues and friends. And we all take it in different. Our ego, our mind, our thinking self, thinks that we all are the same. You know, like we're all different, but yet our brain wants to think everybody is the same and we all think the same and we all do the same. And so we can't understand why so-and-so is doing this thing over here because we act so confused because we wouldn't do it. Well, that's taking things out of context because we haven't sorted out what their autobiography is or how they're experiencing their world. So one of my core principles and the beliefs I work with is that every human being sucking air, even on our very worst day, is doing the best we can with what we have. Everybody is doing the best we can with what we have. So some of the people who do very harmful, unenlightened things, they don't have very much of the puzzle put together. Or maybe they've damaged their puzzle, which we will get to. So there's a context for everything. I remember reading a daily meditation book to one of my groups one time, and the quote had to do something about that the music doesn't matter if the audience is deaf kind of thing. And so we were talking about it and we thought, well, that was an interesting quote. And it was said by somebody none of us in the room knew who it was. And so of course I did what every group leader would do is I turned around and Googled the name of the person. I can't remember who it is now, but I Googled the name of the person who said the quote so we could learn about that person, right? Well, the quote had a whole nother part to it. The stated quote all over the internet had two sentences, not one. So what we were reading in the book was the second sentence of a more popular quote. And when I read the first sentence, and so I read the whole quote to my group, first and second sentence, it changed the meaning completely. And then it made a complete amount of sense. Of course, I don't remember what the first sentence was or I would tell you. But it was so obvious that it was out of context. The author of the meditation book obviously used the second sentence to drive his point home. And he spoke to that. And it was a great reading. And it was a great lesson. But what I really drove home to me was context again, right? There's more going on than any quote we hear from anybody at all. People quote me. And I've heard myself quoted by others. And I'm thinking, and then they say something and I think, well, that wasn't exactly what I said. It was close. Great. I'm glad you got this great thing. It always comes down to these things, right? Like what's the setting? What's going on? So if you're trying to put together your crossword puzzle that you don't even really know what the picture is yet, right? And you don't have a flat surface or you keep thinking you can make it into little spots and then hook it together later and all these different strategy things, you're going to have a different worldview than somebody who's got a big table and plenty of room and maybe even help, right? Other friends and other family that will come over and say, oh, look, this is where that piece goes. Oh, look, this is this beauty thing here. Or maybe somebody who's all by themselves or is in a turbulent situation where they're trying to sneak and get their puzzle together. So there's so many options. And then there's the people in our lives that run around and they mess up our puzzle. They mix them up further. They throw pieces on the floor. They do things. And then now we're trying to figure out how to reclaim the pieces and then get back into the order, right? And I see that kind of as the big disruptions and the chaos in life, that we go through things sometimes where everything gets disjointed. We might even forget about putting this puzzle together for a minute because we're just trying to make it through whatever the event is. And I'm sure you've all had people in your world that have come through and messed up things, knowingly or unknowingly to you, no matter what your part in it is or not. We mess up things and we mix up things. It creates a little stall in creating this picture. And I also believe that, using my jigsaw metaphor, that as we go through life, there's times where we leave pieces of the puzzle back in history, like in different places. For example, if you're 5 years old or 6 years old and you're young, right, and you have this, you know, puppy love crush on somebody in your first grade class, and then they don't have that crush back, and you come home and you're all upset about it, and your parents say something like, there's more fish in the sea, but you're still all hurt, and na, 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 na. And then you say to yourself, no one's ever going to hurt me like that again. Well, when you're that age, you don't realize the power of your mind. And when you just said that, if you said it with intense emotion, you have now put a bunch of your puzzle pieces in a corner, in the closet, in the basement, maybe in a box underneath stuff. So as you get older and you're trying to put this picture together, there's going to be holes, either maybe a cluster of holes or lots of holes, because you're the one who said, no one's ever going to hurt me like that again, with strong emotion. Because your power to create has been going on since you were born. You didn't know that. So part of your adult life is going back and reclaiming those pieces and healing that part that got stuck in the closet for all those years. So we have a lot of reclaiming to do, and a lot of, you know, maybe almost like a treasure hunt, go find the pieces wherever they are. Sometimes we left them in adolescence, or maybe in young adulthood, or maybe they're scattered all around because somebody else stole some pieces, right? If somebody harmed you, in this metaphor, they stole pieces. You got to go get the pieces. Now, gratefully, you don't have to go to the people. You can do it all in a neurosemantic kind of way or a healing way. That's what I do with people all day long, is help them reclaim their pieces. So it's not like that. It's not like an actual scavenger hunt. But if you think about this in your mind and you realize that as you get older, if people have stolen pieces, or you've lost pieces, or you've put pieces away, then you're going to be putting this puzzle together. There's going to be a lot of holes. And in those holes, your ego cannot solve problems it needs to solve appropriately. And that's when you get those kind of emotional responses to, I want to go home, or I want my mom, or I want some kind of comfort. Comfort food will do it, right? Or people get addicted to things that numb the feeling of being lost or upset because the holes are here later in life, not realizing that we can go get them and fill them in. We don't have to suffer anymore. Then there's the people who try to cut the pieces to fit. I know people who did this when we were little, where they, you know, our first big 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and there's the pieces, and you can't figure out which piece goes where, and you start getting frustrated. I had a friend of mine who cut out and pulled out one time an X-Acto knife, and then that person was trying to cut the piece to make it match, make it fit. Well, it looks like it should go here. It's the same color. It should go here. Well, that messed up the puzzle, right? So somewhere down the road, he's going to have to figure out that that piece went somewhere else. And now that he's cut it, he doesn't really know where it goes. And now we've created even a different level of, what do we have to do to put that piece that was cut down into proper order so that it could go in its rightful place later? And what needs to go in the place of the cut piece? So then there's the people who pretend like this whole thing is crazy and there's no pieces and everything's fine and the blank spots don't matter. Well, my box just didn't have all the pieces in it, and my box, you know, I'm not quite full and complete and worthy, and so my box just is missing pieces, and so I don't really care. It doesn't even really matter. Even when maybe secretly inside they might be having a hard time, or secretly inside they're lonely or sad, or they don't have completeness about how they handle the world. But they pretend like the pieces are all there and it doesn't really matter if there's blank spots, because maybe their puzzle just didn't have all the pieces. But see, I believe all the pieces were there. And I believe that pretending that something that's blank when it's supposed to be vibrant is okay is a form of denial or managing pain somehow. And I think we should all have the opportunity, if we want it, to heal that, bring back the color, and have a more full life. Then, of course, there's the people who pretend like there's no puzzle at all, Like none of it matters. What pieces? I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a box here. You know, the box is the framework for your life maybe, but I don't know what you're talking about, this piece thing. And so they randomly cruise through life, you know, bumping into things. And then they wonder when they get older, how come some people have a really beautiful big picture and they don't have anything because their pieces are scattered all about. So there's a lot of ways to look at it. I'm sure as I'm speaking, you're thinking of cool ways you could look at it. And I think it's so important for us to realize that when we see the world this way, when we have to, you know, do the work, if you will, to reclaim the parts of us that have been lost or stolen or just misplaced, or maybe they're just on the same table, but they're turned upside down so we can't see the color, you know? Some of those things over our lifetime take some effort to go get and reclaim. I think that it's worth the effort. For me, it's worth the effort. For the people I work with, it's worth the effort. So we want to surrender ourselves, you know, to the beauty of life and allow ourselves to be in the flow of it and say, all right, I'm going to make my puzzles as full and complete and whole as I can. And any pieces that are missing, I'm going to make sure I hunt them down. And it'll all be okay because it's all meant to come together. Because see, you were born perfect, whole, and complete with everything you need internally to solve the issues of your life, to be who you're meant to be, to live out your authentic vision, your heart's desire, because only you have that flame. Only you have it. So nobody else can do it. So I can look at my friends' puzzles and they have all these different pictures and they're all in different process doing it all differently. And we're all right. It's not about that. It's not about everybody doing it the same way. It's about us doing our own in an authentic, real way, letting our picture be the real picture so it complements the other pictures. And I really believe that we all have everything we need and we're fully equipped. I believe that. I've seen it a million times anyway. So I think it's all about picking up the pieces, pun intended, by the way. Then there's another way to look at the jigsaw puzzle that I also think is very important, especially when we look at how our world is. And that is seeing the jigsaw puzzle as being a million or billion piece puzzle that represents the universe at large, all sentient beings, all events, the universe. Maybe it's an ever expanding jigsaw puzzle as people who believe that the divine is ever expanding, right? But when we think of it that way, each piece of the big jigsaw puzzle is your complete puzzle. So you are one piece in the big picture. And to the extent there's holes in your puzzle, those holes translate into fear, grief, worry, pain, anger, hatred, control, pride in the bigger picture. So the people who are out there with road rage and acting up and screaming and yelling and harming themselves and others have a ton of broken pieces or lost pieces in their puzzle. And so we got to fill our own pieces so that the bigger puzzle has its vibrancy and then it comes together as a greater good rather than a bunch of disjointedness, if that makes sense. Every person is needed because every piece is needed. We're all trying to sort out our place in this bigger puzzle. Yet there's that perfect place for us because our unique shape and edges go within the greater unique shape and edges. So when you're lonely, it's a spiritual issue. And that's what I talked about in my book, The Loneliness Cure. It's a spiritual issue. It's because we're not being our authentic selves for whatever reason. Without judgment, we can say that. Maybe we've lost pieces or we just aren't aware of it yet. And when we're out of sync from what we're supposed to be doing or we're not in our particular way of living, then of course we're going to have an issue because we're not fitting in with where we are. That's how you hear a lot of people who have a lot of spiritual gifts and have a lot of big missions will say, well, I'm the only one in my family who's like this. I had to travel the world. I had to go to different places to find places where my pieces fit, where I fit. And then once we fit and everything locks in together, it's that aha, it's that, ooh, I'm home again. And home may or may not be a house, or it may not be the particular people that you thought were the people were home. It could be a different place completely. So that's where our open-mindedness and our ability to say, well, let's check it out. Let's find the place where my unique puzzle piece that I am fits into the greater good. So if you want to have this full, complete, beautiful life, it's all about getting the pieces in their proper place, lined up so the beautiful picture emerges. And as the picture of your life emerges, this is when you start signing your autograph, right? When you start seeing all the grace and beauty of who you are, and your light turns up like the dimmer switch, it goes up. And that inner light you have, the light you were born with, that was meant to create this puzzle, gets brighter and brighter and brighter. So the more you reclaim your lost and stolen pieces, and the more you put everything together in this harmonious way, you're liberated, right? You're liberated from the bondage of being disjointed, out of place, chaotic, all of those things. It's like a coming home. Some people, you know, I know I had this experience, and I know other people have had that, when we finally fit in and we can exhale and relax into who we are and what we are, because now the picture might have holes, but it's at least coming together. We breathe and have these tears that go down our face from the comfort and the intense emotion of finally fitting in and finally being part of and finally finding our place. So as more and more people reclaim their pieces and have that authentic exhale into who they are, they also get to experience, and I'm sure you experience this, the magic and the mystery and the transformative power of life itself, of our experiences. And the more of us that live in the magic and mystery, and the more of us that are transforming ourselves and being that transformation agent, we create the tipping point. And that tipping point is so important, because that's the time and space when things tip for the good, when enough people have been waking up and saying yes to their personal mission and vision, and they're going after what's working for them. So they're more aware, they know what the picture says. So they're joyful and peaceful, and they're on purpose. You're like that, I'm sure, a lot of the time, or you wouldn't even be listening to me still, right? So the question is, are you willing to take your rightful place? Are you willing to claim what your mission is and stand for it and go after it? Or are you going to hang back and relax and say, well, no, not me. It's not important. I don't need to do anything here. I don't really have to do a mission. I don't really have to be or do anything. I'm not talking ego-centered fame and fortune. I'm talking doing what your heart says to do. So at the end of every day and at the end of your earthly life, you can say to yourself, and you hear the divine saying to you, job well done. And that can mean so many things. It's so different. So it's not about what our society and our ego wants us to think it is. Sometimes it's about just being real and getting rid of the denial and the excuses and the blame for not living your vision and not being who you know you're meant to be in your heart. Because your real suffering is the difference between who you know you are and who you know you're supposed to be and how you're acting and behaving and speaking. That's the difference. That's where your suffering is. It's in that space. That's why people who are angry and harming others and driving stupid and harming themselves, if they're suffering because who they know they are, like they know that spiritual knowingness, who they know they are in that puzzle box, and who they're being and how they're acting and speaking and behaving are so divergent, are so different that the suffering is enormous. So they harm themselves with drugs or alcohol or self-harm or driving ridiculous or harming others. We don't need to do that anymore. We don't have to live that way. We just don't. We all can bring ourselves together and get outside of that ego pain and suffering. We don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to live like that. So you must be willing to say yes and leave all that is familiar behind, because the familiar pain doesn't serve you moving forward, right? And you must be willing to serve the highest good for yourself and everyone. That means we have to get out of our own head in fear and not let doubt hold us back. And we have to be willing to say yes to the good news that happens and to receive the beauty and bounty and happiness of life with open arms, because it is yours by divine right. And the better news is, I think, that that discontent and that depression and anxiety and that heart heaviness gets to leave, because you're no longer having a ton of holes in your puzzle piece. So maybe, just maybe, some of the existential challenges can be put behind us so we can feel our authentic self, which is joyful and full of truth and peace. After all, your resting state, your holy state, is joy. So anything other than that is an altered state. So just remember, your life and all of life is like a big jigsaw puzzle, right? My jigsaw puzzle has these amazing, bright, vibrant flowers in the forefront, sunflowers and roses and tulips and everything. And you know what else is in my picture? This amazing, beautiful blue water and these boats and fun, happy people and great music all over the place. It's so vibrant and rich. I have goosebumps as I describe it to you. And there's holes in it still. Yep. Still working on it. There's holes. And it's all okay. Because as the pictures come together and I get all these little pieces in it, oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. And every day is better. And so I ask you, when are you going to start signing autographs? Because your life is that masterpiece, right? So start signing autographs and step into the beauty of your masterpiece. Maybe take a minute and just see how much of your puzzle you've put together, maybe not even realizing it. Maybe you've made bunches of little pieces and it's time to put the bigger ones together. Well, whatever it is, I know that you have the ability to put the pieces together in their authentic, rightful place without cutting them or throwing them on the floor, or stomping on them or chewing them. And I know that your spot in the universal good is assured. It's yours. Is your spot going to be bright and vibrant and rich and amazing? Or is your spot going to be black and white or dull? You get to pick. But remember, everything affects everything. So whatever you pick, all beings are impacted. All beings. Because your piece impacts the greater. Don't forget that. Your piece does. So remember, your life is like a jigsaw puzzle. And thanks for hanging in there all this time. And I hope that this story kind of brought some creativity to your mind and you remembered some cool experiences. And I also hope that you're moving forward, thinking in the future about what puzzle pieces you're going to put where so that you can start making your puzzle the most amazing thing ever. And your joy and your happiness and your truth come out so big and vibrant. Yes. How beautiful is that? So with that, I say, see you later, alligator, in a while, crocodile, and in a few, tennis shoe. Know that you are a rock star and you have everything that you need, and I support you. Don't remember, leave me an email if you have anything you want me to talk about, or you have a topic that you'd like to hear more about that I've already covered. Because I'm here for you. This podcast is here for you. Until next time, peace.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.